What's funny?
It just feels so weird that we're here and we're finally doing the podcast again.
We're doing it. It's the resurrection episode. Welcome, everyone. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
We're reviving it. The Lean and Stronger podcast is back to life.
We are back after a little bit of a hiatus.
Bit of a journey, hasn't it?
It's been a journey, that is for sure. I think that's a little bit of a understatement.
Yeah. So what happened since our last episode?
To be honest, I don't even know when was our last episode. Were you back from Finland already?
I think so. Surely. No?
I don't know.
My gosh.
Surely. Anyway, since then
our life has changed.
Since then a lot has changed. We basically took our life and threw it upside down.
Yeah.
Tipped it onto its head.
And then it's been in a bit of a tumble dryer going, you know, almost like when you like crash in the ocean when you're surfing and you just like get absolutely smashed. You're inside the washing machine. That's how our life has been. But now we're kind of finally finding some space.
That's it.
And we're ready to...
Yeah, but all positive things.
Mm.
Like, they've all been really positive things. I think we need to just state that.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, within all the change, there are absolutely challenges that have come along the way. But in general, it's been a lot of positive moving forward in life.
Yeah, so let's stop beating around the bush. Like, let's be a bit more specific. Like, what has happened? Like, we were both personal trainers in Melbourne CBD, making $10,000 a month, both of us, each of us. We got the clients booked Monday to Friday. We got weekends off. We're living a comfortable life.
It was extremely comfortable.
It was super convenient.
Yeah. And like we spent a lot of many years building that up.
Yeah. You know? I've been building my business for 7 years. You'd been building yours for 5 years.
Yes.
But it just wasn't aligned with the long-term view. Like the long-term view of...
Totally. And we both felt like we had a bit of a glass ceiling as well in terms of like, yes, we were living a very comfortable life. Finances were sorted. We were saving. But we just feel like we need a little bit more.
Yeah. You know, like it's the whole thing of being a big fish in a small tank.
That's right.
At a certain point, like you gotta widen the tank a little bit.
That's right. And in terms of more, I guess from my perspective, when I say that, I feel like I needed to be a little bit more in nature and a little bit more quiet, I guess, life.
Yeah.
Like less city.
That's it. Like the more doesn't necessarily mean more money.
No.
For me, more means more freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom to work from wherever I want to so that I can go to Finland, spend time with my family when I want to.
Yes. And for me, like, obviously, I've been very fortunate. We've moved to Cairns, so that means that I get to see my family at least once a week, if not more than that, and I'm extremely grateful for that.
We'll try to keep it at once a week. Nah, family has been amazing.
My parents.
Yeah. Teresa's dad's a painter. He's a legend.
He's been
helping us fixing up the house. Oh, and
so
her mother's a cooker, a great cook. She's a cooker. Yeah. Not like the typical Melbourne style cooker, if you know what I mean.
But she's amazing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite dish cooked by Teresita?
Probably one of the fried rices, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yes, the deluxe fried rice is never... Yeah, it's always a favorite.
We got like fried rice, sweet and sour, pork adobo.
Spring rolls. They were so good.
Yeah.
Curries, a lot of seafood dishes, lots of prawns. It's been great. Yeah, we definitely haven't been starving, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, had a bit of a change of scenery.
Yes.
You know, switched our businesses to fully online, focusing on online coaching, I hope you've noticed that I've been putting a lot more effort into my social media lately.
You've done very well.
I hope that's coming across in my growing my YouTube channel, which is, hasn't absolutely gone viral yet, but we're making some steady progress. So that's really nice. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, so I've completely shifted my business into the online space as well, which has been a lot of growing, you know, I think, and a lot of mindset changing when it comes to how I can support my clients. And I guess for me, like a big thing for me is that I'm very hands-on. And I really thrive off that connection, like being there face-to-face with my clients. So that's been a big mindset shift for me, that like I can still support them in the way that works best for them, even though I'm not there, quote-unquote, holding their hand every session. But other than that, yeah, just like really trying to get into the online space, building a little bit more, you know, I'll be honest, like confidence to be on camera and everything like that. Even though we've been doing the podcast for a while now, I still get nervous. I still procrastinate making content because of that, like discomfort.
So. And just putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Like that's really challenging in the beginning, and it's really, really scary.
Yeah. But I think obviously having you and how well you do your online space, and like just seeing you pump out content extremely consistently, has obviously been very helpful. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
that. Yeah. But like other than that, for me, like because I do love the one-on-one very much, so we've been working on getting our studio here at home converted into a gym, which has been really fun. And I do want to, you know, start putting it out there that I will be offering some face-to-face client sessions.
Here in Gordon Bell.
Here in Gordon Bell. Hit me up.
Well, there's been another bit of a life change that I can actually hear in the background.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody can hear that.
Yeah. So our lovely little puppy dog, Penna. Looks like she's woken up from one of her naps. And it's a bloody challenging thing trying to work on creative projects and try to create YouTube videos or whatever, any kind of creative projects, and then having something in your life that stops you from being able to actually structure time to focus on that thing. Like, I have not been able to relate to some of my clients over the years, to be honest with you, who've had kids and who have had like super busy, crazy corporate jobs. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, yeah, I'm trying to understand them as best as I can. But then at the same time, sometimes like because I haven't been through that myself. But now it's still not a human baby, but like having this puppy dog, like, my gosh, like, it's been a bit of a spanner in the works when it comes to just being able to block out time and knowing for a fact that here's 2 hours where I can focus on writing these scripts for these videos, where I can do some research.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that. And look, I think everybody has their own way in terms of, you know, introducing a puppy into their life.
Yes.
It's just, I would imagine it's the same as parenting. Once again, we cannot relate to that. But because we have the privilege of working from home, we're also here with Panna like all day, every day. So, you know, we obviously are going through crate training right now where she is in her crate. But we also like to give her that freedom of coming out of the crate. Like, whereas I know because other dog owners don't have this option, their dog might sit in the crate for 4 hours at a time and just cry it out. So we're kind of finding that sweet spot between, okay, we have the privilege of being here and kind of, it's just our own way.
Yeah, that's it. There's a perfect example across the road. They've got a puppy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's basically just joined the other dog, this older dog that's just running up and down the fence line, barking at everyone and being a pest. And the little dog is just thrown out there and kind of let the other dog do the parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, this episode was not meant to be about dog training, but it's been a journey. And I think we've learned so much just from like how we handle having this new thing in our life.
It's a stress. Like, how do you handle this new stress in your life? Like, it's a disruption.
Mm-hmm.
It causes you to sometimes rip your hair off your head, but oftentimes gives you love.
It does.
Gives you love and gives you all the warm and fuzzy feelings. So definitely it's been worth it. But it's funny, like when I speak to my friends who have had children and who have also taken puppies and, you know, raised them in their family, they do say that. Just yesterday, I had a conversation with one. He said that, like, it's literally a 50% practice run. 50% of what it is like to have a baby.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
That's it. You know, I think everyone will always have their opinion, you know. Some people will roll their eyes and be like, yeah, it's just a dog.
That's it. It's just a fucking dog. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is what we're going through, and this is how it is. This is how our journey is. And it's, yeah, I mean, there's some days where it's a bit of a struggle, I'll be honest, especially because we are so, like, routine orientated.
Yeah.
Like, we thrive off our routine.
And I got to say, like, I got to really thank you for enabling my training. Because, like, you know, for example, this week, like, I was just counting it up. I've done... Today's Friday. I've done 8 hours of an endurance activity, you know, hiking, running, and then 2 40-minute gym sessions in the garage. So that's over 9 hours of exercise that I've done already this week. And I couldn't have done it, like, without, because you kind of had to, of course, just being in the crate, but, like, you've kind of enabled that for me. So that's been,
yeah,
I really appreciate
it. I mean,
that.
We take it in turns, like, I guess this is where it comes down to, it does start to turn into how are things going to be when you have a baby, you know, like there's times where you've allowed me to, you know, go and hang out with my friends or go see your mum and dad and you've just taken the reins. So, you know, I think just having that flexibility in each other to know, okay, when do I need to support you so that you can do what you need to do for your well-being, and when are you going to support me to do the same thing?
100%. It needs to be a team effort. It really needs to be a team effort.
For sure. And, like, you know, this week, for example, like, I've had a bit of a crooked knee. So there are days where I haven't actually been able to train as hard as I want to or go to the gym. So it's just been, it's just turned into rehab. And
yeah.
I think being okay with that flexibility of not feeling like you need to go too hard into following your training sessions no matter what. Like, yes, we still need to get that movement, but if a spanner comes up in the works, let's say for an injury or something like that, it's okay to have a bit of a...
So how have you troubleshooted this injury that you had? What have you done instead? Like, how have you still gotten your movement in throughout the day?
Well, I think being in this new house, we were getting a lot of new movement, new activity, being gardening.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
So I'm just doing a lot of movement around the house in that respect. But I think just, you know, just looking at, okay, what areas have I perhaps neglected over the past few months, which in my case would be some, like, prehab and rehab exercises, and just really getting my joints to be a little bit more nimble and giving my body more of those, like, movement capability movements, exercises.
So you've been lifting heavy, but then at the same time, you've introduced this, like, kind of new stress in your life, which is gardening. And you're, like, finding yourself in these really weird positions in the garden. You're carrying shit. We just spent, like, how many hours, like, chopping up this tree. You know, but you haven't supplemented that with maybe some, like, all right, like, I need to do this, whether it's like some breathing exercises or some mobility exercise to make sure that you have access to these good positions with your joints.
Totally.
Because usually it's when you don't have access to these good positions, but then you repeatedly go into those positions, then you might start running into some kind of problems with that.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, we're now going into our work. We used to be on our feet for 8 hours a day.
Yes.
And now we're sitting on our bum doing client work, check-ins, programming. for 8 hours.
You've got to be very mindful. Like, I do catch myself often. I'm like, wow, like I've just been sitting on my ass for the last 3 hours, like totally focused on this project, which is great, but just feeling like super stiff. And I've been like way more intentional too about like just getting up and doing a bit of, you know, a couple of hip hinges here and like a couple of lunges, couple of squats.
Yeah.
And you just feel so much better for it. Like when you do sit back down, you feel so much better for it.
Yeah. And like, you know, obviously these are things that we've been giving our clients to do for 5 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
And yet actually now that we're in it, I think I'm a little bit shocked at how quickly my body has changed in a negative perspective without incorporating these supplementary exercises,
right,
like sprinkling them in.
Yeah, okay.
Like it happened a lot faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, right. And because in the past, you know, yes, for one, you're on your feet all day when you're training clients. But then at the same time, like usually when I would see you in the gym training your clients, you're sitting in a squat. Mm. You're sitting in a lunge.
Yes.
You know, you're not just standing there like a statue,
no,
like with your iPad, but instead you're actually moving your body through a lot of different kinds of positions.
Absolutely. On top of having to kind of perform the exercise.
Demonstrate the exercise.
That's
100%.
It. And then like, let's say my client's like 2 or 3 minutes late. I'll go and do like a hip hinge.
Yeah.
I'll just, you know, you kind of just do, because you're at the gym, it feels good to move and stretch and all
that's
that.
It. Plus, it's a good way to try to pick up clients without just like looking like a complete creep, just standing there in the corner and just looking like, oh, there's someone who's totally fucking that exercise up. Excuse me, sir. Can I give you a couple of tips? Whereas it's a much smoother approach to just kind of, you know, be standing there and like, you know, pretending that you're doing some stretching and then. Hi, how you going?
I've seen you do both options.
I've done both options over the years, yeah. I remember way back in the day when I started, I stopped working for my early mentor, Tony, and I started working for myself. And I was like, you know, I had to pay my rent for the first time myself. And there was like a lot of expenses coming in. So there was a lot of motivation to like really get a lot of clients right now.
Yeah.
And people would say that I was hunting. Like it literally looked like I was hunting when I was walking around the gym floor. But hey, it had to be done. And you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think sometimes that approach can have a negative connotation, but at the same time, you're changing people's lives.
That's right.
You know? Yeah. You're not forcing people into training.
No. No. Absolutely.
Train now.
And oftentimes it's funny though, because there are people who will not start training with you no matter what you say.
That's right. They were just almost waiting for that magic moment.
But there's three types. There's one is the people who it doesn't matter what you say to them, they will not start training with you. Mm. Then there's the people who it doesn't matter what you say, but they will start training with you. Yeah. It's like, there's no way you could walk yourself out of that, like getting that client. They're just ready for it. And they just like the look of you. They like what you're saying.
Rose in the thorn.
Exactly. So that's about, I don't know, percentage-wise, that's maybe like
2%.
No, I would say more. It's maybe like 10%. 10% of people you can't influence, 10% of people you can't influence. They just decided that what they're going to do. But then the vast majority of people, at least in my experience, they're sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
And they could be going either way. They're like, they know that, all right, I need some help in with my health and fitness. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I'm like, I'm kind of teeter-tottering, going back and forth.
Yeah.
So in that case, like having, you know, I don't want to say the sales skills but maybe the people skills to be able to show people that this is actually the right decision for you and you're actually making a positive decision for yourself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, following that up with a good service and having like a track record of how people actually staying with you for a while too.
Yeah.
And not just getting sales and then people giving you.
For sure.
That's not a negative thing.
No, it's not a negative thing. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, sometimes you don't know what you don't, what you need. Sometimes you don't know what you need until it's been shown to you.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Comes up with my, even in my current consultation so often, like,
yeah.
The fish is the last one to realize the existence of water.
Mm.
If you're just swimming in water, you don't know that you're swimming in water. Yeah. Even if someone to take you out of the water, you can like, my God, I can breathe now. Have I been swimming down there the whole time? This is way different up here. And it's only because you took me out of what I was used to that I can see that there's another way of feeling when you exercise. There's another way of feeling on a daily basis. There's another way of like how much energy you can have, how good your sleep can be, how good your digestion can be, all these kinds of things.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
Yeah. Anyways, I think she's been bugging there for like a good 10 minutes now.
Yes.
So I reckon it's...
That's how cool. That's how time to wrap it up.
It's time to wrap this up. It's been a pleasure. Lena Stronger Podcast back. It's going to be a huge thing this time. It's not going to go away. And I hope that you're ready to join us for the ride.
That's it. Can't wait to bring you some brilliant content, things to help you get 2024 or this year coming into the best shape of your life.
That's right. We're going to do episodes like this with us talking about some specific topics. If you have any questions, something that you'd like us to cover, you know that we're well versed in. We would love to do that. I'm also going to be doing some interview episodes. I've got a couple of very interesting people, absolute savages in what they do, that I want to bring in here. And I want to do a bit of an interview style episode with them. So... yeah.
That'd be great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do us a favor, if you haven't already, rate and review the podcast on the platform that you're consuming it from. YouTube subscription is always a very, very good place to start. And throwing a comment, asking a question. What's the best way to contact you, Teresa?
Through Instagram, which is...
bit of out of practice, hey?
Out of practice, indeed. At Coach Teresa West.
And myself on Instagram is fine as well, at Coach Buddha.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for today's episode.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so glad we're here.
We're back. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you in the next one.